Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoub, the former executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, and professor emeritus for virology at Wits University. Once again, Prof, what an honor it is to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Simon. Thank you. Wow, what a great introduction.
No, it is. I mean, you are the man who's advising governments and talking. We are very, very, very lucky and honored to have you. And today you're going to be talking about this, the pause of Johnson & Johnson, which the cynics might say suited those in power really well, because it's not as if they'd rolled it out to begin with.
Yeah, oh gosh, it's never a dull moment, is it, Simon? Sure. Since we spoke last night, I think there's been a lot of heat with the announcement by the Minister of the pause. I just thought I'd give a bit more perspective on it. First of all, the first thing we need to realize is that the Johnson & Johnson vaccination of healthcare workers is not part of the rollout. That's part of a program. It's actually a study, or if you want to call it a trial, well, I prefer the word study. It's an implementation, a phase 3B implementation study. And there's a monitoring board, there's an ethics board, an independent monitoring board. And part of that study, and I emphasize the word study, is that if there's any safety signal, any signal which alerts the monitoring board that there may be something that needs to be investigated, like any conventional clinical trial, they have to pause it. And this was paused by the independent ethical monitoring board. They have to pause it even for a short while they fully investigate. And they've got to fully investigate, say, is this what we call an adverse event? In other words, an event which happens after vaccination, whether or not it's caused by the vaccine or not, it's happening at the same time, or is it a side effect of the vaccine? If it's a side effect of the vaccine, how common is it and how serious is it? And is there some way where I can get around it? And I'll come back to that just now. Yeah. So the thing is that the rollout itself is not really affected. The rollout is with Johnson & Johnson vaccine and Pfizer will be starting next month. This is not the route. This is part of the implementation study. So you might say, well, why, you know, what is that safety signal? It's a very, very rare event. To just give you some idea, it was actually triggered by the United States. They found, because they're the other country like South Africa, which is rolling out Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So we've got to take very serious notice of what they find. They found there were 6 young women out of just under 7 million people that had been vaccinated. So this is an instance of 1 per million. Very, very small. And similar to what happened with the AstraZeneca vaccine in the United Kingdom, but that is more common. That was about 4 per million. Or in fact, in Germany, it was even 10 per million. So, but anyway, the Johnson & Johnson, quite a bit less than this. I won't go into the actually technical details unless you want me to. But just to give you some idea of how infrequent these clotting incidents are. Let me emphasize again, following vaccination, 1 in 1 million with the Johnson & Johnson, 1 in 250,000 with the AstraZeneca vaccine. If you look at young women, because this mainly affects young women, who are on oral contraceptives, that's 1 in 2,000. It's 100 times more common than after the vaccine. If you look at air travel, it's 1 in 1,000 per year, 200 times more common. So we're talking about a very, very small event, but obviously it has to be taken notice of. You have to investigate it. And one of the problems is that both the AstraZeneca vaccine and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine use a particular vector, in other words, a carrier of the gene to stimulate the immune system. That's the adenovirus, a harmless virus which carries in the, and maybe it is the adenovirus which is causing this thrombotic or clotting event. That has to be thoroughly investigated. One of the things is that there are antibodies which are made against the platelets. You know, the platelets are those little cells which are involved in blood clotting. So all these things need to be kind of thoroughly studied. At this stage, I must emphasize, there is no evidence that the vaccine causes the clotting. It could be just a temporal association, but it has to be investigated. We need to make sure that vaccines are absolutely safe. I hope that kind of gives a background to it. It's not that the vaccine program is being stopped. It's not that the vaccine program is being paused. It's that a particular safety signal is being investigated. And part of that protocol is a pause while it's being investigated, probably just for a few days, 1, 2, 3 days.
Professor Shoup, as always, thank you for your measured, logical input, because this is such an emotive topic, and we need to calm it down, and we need to talk about the facts. So thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks, Ivan. I hope I did that. Good.
You did indeed.